Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, in the middle of our discussion about Mecher and Shir B'Mecher, what's left over in a Mecher, detailing how much of a section is sold, how much is retained. Tana Rabbanan, Ben Levi Shemachar Sad El Yisrael. Let's say a Levi sells a field to Yisrael, V'Amar Lo Amanach Maaser Rishon Shali. And he sells it on condition that he gets to get the maaser rishon of that field, maaser rishon shelo. That's a valid condition. Marlo li ulevanai. But if he says, I want it for me and my children, then mate, you tain levanav. Then if the Levi dies, it goes to his children. In other words, that's effective too. Marlo kozman shasadel zubiyadcha. If he stipulates a little differently and says, as long as this field is owned by you, I get the maaserot. Mechara v'chazar ul kacha. If the buyer, the Yisrael, bought it, then he sold it, then he bought it back, ein lo alav klum, the Levi has no claim on him, because he's referring to that first sale. Now, we're not concerned with that last clause, interesting as it may be, we're concerned with a larger issue. Amai, ein adam makna devar shelo balolam, you can't sell something that doesn't exist, so how can the Yisrael agree when he buys the field to give maaser rishon that doesn't yet exist to the Levi? The answer is, kevan damarli amanat shemaaser rishon shali, since the Levi said on condition the maaser rishon is mine, Shiuri Shaire Lamakam Maaser. What he really did was he withheld for himself the location of the Maaser. Now this, of course, is a very big problem because Makam Maaser doesn't exist. You have to harvest the crops and then bring them to the Goren and then make the division. That's first of all. And second of all, Maaser is not really associated with a particular place, but the notion here is that the Maaser is something that in some sense he held on to. There, of course, is also a Breira problem, but in this case we would get past Breira because in Momonot often we do say Breira. Now, Amar Shlokish, Zotomer, Tomacher, Ba'i, L'chaviro. So Shlokish gets an inference from here, and that is, he infers that Hamocher Bayit L'Chaviro, if I sell you a house, V'amarlo Amanat Shadutal Yonah Shali, and I say on condition that I'm keeping the upper story, Dutal Yonah Shalo. That works. Now, well, that's fairly obvious. So Lamai Hilchata, what is Rosh Lakish's point? Avzira Marshi Imratzal Otzi Bazisin Motzi, that if the guy, the seller who's now upstairs, wants to put beams out, he has the right to. Hapapa Marshi Imratzal Yonatal Yal Gabab Bonet. Rav Papa says that if he wants to build on top of it, what it really means is if the upper story falls down, he wants to rebuild it, he may rebuild it. Now, Bishtamal Rav Zvid, Hanur Diktani Zotomeret. We understand, according to Rav Zvid, Rav Shlokish said Zotomeret. In other words, from the Breita about the Ben Levi, I can infer the following halacha, which is a parallel. In other words, that just like the Levi left over the Maaser area for himself, similarly, the seller left over the rights to put out the beam for himself. Papa, my Zotomeret, but according to Papa, what's the Zotomeret? The two don't really correlate. After all, if you kept the upper story, then your rights to rebuild it if it falls have nothing to do with the Maaser case. And the answer is Kasha. You're right that Papa's comment, valid, doesn't seem to follow as an interpretation of Rish Lakish. Now, Amar Rav Dimi bin Hardea. Rav Dimi said the following halacha, and this will occupy us for the rest of our piece. Haman de Mazbin le Beit al Chavre. If a guy sells a house to another fellow, even though he wrote, I'm selling you the depth and the height. He also has to write, if he wants to give the fellow the rights to build on top or to dig underneath, like to dig a cellar, he has to also write, I have take possession from the depths of the earth all the way to the height of the sky. It's airspace and below ground. Now my time, why is that? The umkavaruma bestama lokani. When you say umkavaruma, that doesn't give you rights of anything below the surface of the house or anything above, what we would call airspace. Why? Ahani umkavaruma lemikra umkavaruma. All that that phrase does is it allows you to lower your floor or to raise your floor. In other words, the elevation of the house itself can be altered when you write umkavaruma, but it doesn't give you rights to dig underneath or to build on top. The phrase does give you the rights to dig a cistern or to build on top or to dig some tunnels, etc. Now, Lema Messiah Ale, so perhaps we have support for Avdimi Min Hardeya's halacha from the second Mishnah, the one we're going to encounter in the next podcast. When you sell a house, you don't sell the cistern or the scaffolding, even though you wrote umkavaruma. Because if you think that umkavaruma does give you the cistern, so lehani umkavaruma lemikna barvadot machilot, that should be good enough. So why don't you get the cistern? So the answer is dolo katavle. Now our Mishnah could be talking about a case where you didn't write umkavaruma av avbishu katav loktani, but the Mishnah says even though you did write it, you don't get it. So hachi kamar, here's what we're going to say. Now remember, this is not how we're reading the Mishnah. This is just how we're blocking the Mishnah as an absolute support for Rav Dimi. Hachi kamar, avisha lo katav lo kamisha katav dami. Even though you didn't write umkavaruma, it's assumed and it's as if it's written. Meaning that if you buy a house without umkavaruma, it's as if it's written, and therefore you can lower the elevation of the house, raise it a little bit, leminkna umkavaruma. But leminkna borvadot b'chilot, but in order to actually dig underneath, only if he actually wrote umkavaruma, which is according to this potential way or possible way of reading the Mishnah, what it means is that if you wrote umkavaruma, you really have rights to dig underneath and to build on top against Rav Dimi. And the Mishnah is just simply saying that if you didn't write it, you still have rights to umkavaruma, but not more. All right, we still don't know. Toshma, in our Mishnah, we said that when you buy a house, you don't get the roof if the roof has its own parapet. But if you think that stam, you do get umkavaruma, who cares if there's a parapet? After all, when you sold the house, the umkavaruma come along with it. That proves that it doesn't come along supporting Rav Dimi. No, the answer is, since you have a parapet that's 10 tfachim high, the roof now is like an independent reshut. In other words, umkavaruma you may automatically get. But when there is something that's on top of the house that has its own identity by having this ma'akeba around it, that makes it separate and not included. All right? Amar Avinu Ravashi. Now we're going to see a challenge to Rav Dimi. Toshma de Amar Shlakish. Zot omer, tamocher ba'at lechaverov. Mar lo almanat shediota aliona shediota elshana v'amina malai hilchata. So the whole statement that we had earlier, in which if you sold a house and kept the upper story for yourself, and that has all sorts of implications, but it works. But if you think that Rav Dimi is right, that umkavaruma doesn't normally give you the upper part, so lamali almanat, why do you have to sell it and sell manat? Just sell it stam, and the guy doesn't get the upper story. Alright, so Rav Dimi seems to be up against the wall because, according to at least this way that Rish Lakish interpreted the statement about the Ben Levi and the application he made, Lahalacha, he said that if I sell you a house and I want to keep the upper story, I have to make it on condition I keep it. According to Rav Dimi, I shouldn't have to say anything. The answer is, no, Ahane Le Amanat, what do I have to make the condition for? Do not fill Hadar Bani La, that if it fell, I could rebuild it. In other words, according to Rav Dimi, the way we would defend it is, if I sold you a house, automatically the upper story is mine. There's no umkavaruma here. But if the upper story falls, I don't have a right to rebuild. I said on manat that I keep it, that gives me the rights to rebuild. And there's where Rav Papa, by the way, comes in very handy. Okay, we'll stop at this point. Mirtz Hashem in the next podcast, pick up at Mishnah Bet, which you've already seen referenced twice, the Bur Vadut, and that will take us from Daf Samach Dalet to Samach Hei at the third Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.